Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big Orange Wagon Podcast, your home for all things Houston Astros, joined by Tyler Milner, the executive producer of The Drive with Sterner and Hughley every day from 2 to 6 p.m. on Sports Radio 610. I'm Patrick Creighton, your host for Area 45 every night, 7 to 11 on Sports Radio 610. By the way, if you're not listening to Sports Radio 610, you're missing all the best sports content in the city, so you might want to turn it on.
Yeah, you're basically a loser if you're not.
You know, don't be a loser.
Yeah, no one wants that. You know, be a winner.
Set a good example for your children.
Yes.
You know, get on Sports Radio 610, and of course, get on the Big Orange Wagon. T-Mill, a season-high 7 straight wins for your Houston Astros, has them a season-high 9 games over .500, a game and a half in front of the Seattle Coffee Sippers, still having a game in hand, and this is currently the longest win streak in Major League Baseball. It ties them for their longest streak of the season. They also won 7 in a row back in mid-June. They've won all 7 games on the road.
Road Warriors, baby.
While on the road during this 7-game win streak, they're hitting .312. They've scored 42 runs.
Check.
They've hit 16 bombs.
Checkity check.
They have a .914 OPS.
Take it.
On the mound, they've got a .257 ERA.
Seems good.
0.92 whip.
Orange is killing it.
And they've struck out 76 batters in 63 innings.
Whiffa.
See, that's a pretty good streak. They are striking guys out. They're pitching like champs. They're hitting homers. They're scoring runs. Their last win streak, as he said, was in mid-June, June 19th to the 26th earlier this year. Today, they will go for their 8th straight win. They have not won 8 in a row since May 14th to the 22nd of last season. And the last time they had a road win streak of 7 or longer, you got to go back to late August of last season as well. So late in the season, we are post deadline and the Astros are finding their groove. Right on time. Right on time.
That train's never late, right?
You know, think about how much grief Dana Brown got April in May. Hey, you know, we're not going to sell. We're a good team. Good teams don't sell. I believe in this team. We're going to turn it around. He was right.
Yeah, he was. You got to. And I was as critical as some others out there, some other Astros fans out there at times this year. But no, you got to give it to him. He was right.
Heretics.
Yeah. Sinners.
You know, and you think about the trade deadline and, you know, this might be the greatest trade that everyone hated.
Yeah.
Because Yusei Kikuchi was acquired by the Astros at the deadline. Astros fans were losing their minds. They gave up Jake Blas. They gave up Joey Strikeout Fido.
Joey Loper-Fido.
They gave out Hall of Famer Will Wagner. And listen, Will Wagner hitting like a Hall of Famer. Will Wagner in 2 games already has more career hits and more career RBI than his should-be Hall of Fame father.
Yeah, right. Isn't that interesting? Sorry, Billy the Kid. Your kid is killing it.
Meanwhile, Yusei Kikuchi, a guy who, you know, we talked about on this show, said, look, the Astros love this guy swing and miss stuff. They are going to work with him. They are going to make him more efficient. They are going to make him more effective. They are going to identify what he's great at and what he's not so great at. And they're going to get rid of the bad stuff and they're going to focus on the good stuff. And through three starts with the Houston Astros, in which they have won all three of those games, Yusei Kikuchi is 2-0 with a 2.70 ERA. He has struck out 24 batters in 16 and two-thirds. And
I like that Kikuchi,
man.
PC.
I don't know what else you could get from Yusei Kikuchi, who I thought actually got taken out of the game, maybe a batter prematurely.
Okay,
yesterday.
and we didn't even talk about this, but I agree 100%. I was sitting here actually watching the game, and when it was going down, and a spot was making the change, I was like, it seems like a bit of a quick leash on old Kikuchi, but worked out.
There was
out, I guess.
Two outs in the sixth inning. Jose Altuve boots one. Gets past his glove, hits off the back of his ankle, shoots out into center field. And you feel, okay, two outs, man on first. Kikuchi's at 92 pitches. He's still got some power there. He can handle it. And, well, they went to the bullpen. They went to Brian Abreu in the sixth inning, which I thought was very early for Brian Abreu.
Right.
I thought it was strange that, you know, a spot is kind of managing this game like it's a game seven of a playoff series. And look, I understand you've had to do that a lot because you've had to find every single win that you could get after starting off 7-19, after starting off 12-24. You needed every single win. But you wound up going four outs for Brian Abreu, who, by the way, handled all four in order with a pair of strikeouts. But
that's pretty.
You went to Abreu very early. I thought you probably could have given Kikuchi one more batter, considering he was pitching as well too. As he was. He
cost me money, too. Freaking Altuve.
Man.
Damn it.
Hate when that happens.
I was one out away from winning money on a bet. Damn it, Altuve.
But, man, you think about the resurgence of Yusei Kikuchi, the continued dominance by Framber Valdez, whose last seven starts have been absolutely incredible.
Killing
by
it.
By the way, Yiner Diaz starting but behind the plate, all seven of those starts. Can we put phony narratives to bed?
Yes.
Can we finally stop with the, well, Framber doesn't want to pitch to Yiner. He wants to pitch to Maldi.
Such BS, man. Right. Yes. Put it to bed, tuck it in, leave it there.
Yiner's a bad catcher. Yiner doesn't prepare well before the game. Yiner can't frame. Yiner's not a good defensive player. Lies, 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 and lies. There will be no Yiner Diaz slander on this show.
No, not as long as Framber's got that weave.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe he just had to put his hair back on. You know, that's yeah, right. All it took. But we have seen vintage Framber the last seven starts, and every one of them has been caught by Yiner Diaz.
The kid.
We've also seen the resurgence of one Alex Bregman, who apparently did not realize the season started until June. However, he has been one of the hottest hitters in the game. He's got an eight-game hitting streak in where he is hitting .432 with four doubles, five homers, eight ribs, and has a .1421 OPS.
Man's a menace with the wood, PC.
He has homered in four straight games. It's the longest stretch of his career. Would you like to know the last Astro to homer in five straight games?
Ooh, I'll give it a guess. I don't think he's gonna get it.
He's not on the team currently.
Okay.
But some people wish he was.
Oh, George Springer?
No.
Correa?
No. Need a hint?
Yeah.
In the minor leagues.
Oh, wow. Wow. I did not expect this buddy trail to go there.
Yuli Gurriel. The last Astro to hit homers in five straight games, July 2nd to July 7th, 2019.
Dude, his stroke at certain points during his career with the Astros was so freaking sweet. I mean, it was so smooth. You never want to go Griffey because that's just sacrilegious. You can't compare that swing to anybody, but it was so smooth. It had maybe some elements of that. God, miss you, Yuli.
Miss you. So Bregman has been hot. Remember, before they got on this hot streak, they were kind of in a little bit of a lull,
yeah,
and they weren't scoring any runs. And
losing games 2-1, 3-0.
Yeah, they just weren't scoring any runs. And people are looking at the bottom of the lineup. It's like, no, you got to look at the top of the lineup.
Yes.
Because Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, those guys, your big three, they were not producing runs. Mm-mm. And I don't care what team you are. If your big three in your lineup aren't producing runs, you're going to struggle to score.
Facts.
Well, what has happened during the 7-game win streak? We have gotten hotter than hell Alex Bregman, and we have gotten road warrior Yordan.
Yes, Yordan has showed up in a big way, for sure.
Yordan
breaking scoreboards and stuff.
Which is still broken, by the way.
I love it.
Yordan, on the road, leads all of baseball in OPS, 1144, in slugging, 700. He is second in baseball in batting average, 359, in on base, 444. And in the 8 games on this current road trip, he's hitting 379 with 5 homers, 9 ribs, a 966 slugging, and a Christopher Columbus 1492 OPS.
Well done. I appreciate that right there. That was good. Oh, man, the big man is swinging it. He is back. He's doing what he does. And, man, it seems like he's either crushing, demolishing, destroying baseballs wherever he is, whatever ballpark he's in, or he's
being
getting a free
around.
Pass.
He's being pitched around.
So that OBP should be fine.
You know, and Joe Espada was talking about Kyle Tucker earlier today and mentioning how Yiner Diaz has done such a great job stepping up in the cleanup spot, being the protection for Yordan, making teams pay when they're really, pitching around Yordan. And he said, well, could you imagine if Kyle Tucker was there?
Mm.
And then we had Yordan, Tucker, and then Diaz. Like, how much that changes the lineup.
That would be sexy.
You know, it's still, he was talking about, the things that Kyle Tucker was doing and how he was in the cage and he was doing some baseball activities. But Tucker's still not running full speed.
Yeah, dude, what the hell, man?
And
it
realistically looks like he is going to not be activated until September.
Good God.
I can't
believe in that right now, though, PC. Like, I really can't. Like, I can't buy anything right now.
I don't know how to explain the fact that a bone bruise has lasted this long. It's not unheard of. There are other instances of guys in different sports.
It's not like a medical marvel.
It's not. This is not a unicorn.
It's going to be on Discovery.
But it's definitely an endangered species. And, there are other instances of guys having really serious bone bruises where, it impacts the blood flow and therefore the bone doesn't heal quickly and it just takes a really long time and it's painful.
Mm.
And that seems to be what Kyle Tucker is dealing with after hitting a ball 120 miles an hour off his own leg.
With something, dude.
Get the Mylek shin guards, Kyle. And the Sault Street Hockey shin guards, they'll protect you.
Yeah.
But, it does appear that, you got to figure he's been out now for 2.5 months.
Yeah.
He probably needs, even though they might only give him 3 days, he probably needs a full week in the minors just to find his swing, right? Just to get your timing back.
Any kind of starting point. Because, dude, I mean, this is, you just said it. It's over, we're talking about over 2 months for this freaking busted up shin, dude.
Yeah, this was like June 3rd or whatnot.
Holy hell. Like, when I was watching it live when it happened. You heard Tucker yell the F word. You knew he was in pain. But at the time, he was trying to stay in the game.
He yelled fries.
Yes, exactly.
The F word, fries.
Yes. God, I could go for some fries. But no, he was trying to stay in the game. So you're thinking, this sucks, whatever. Over 2 months? What the hell?
Yeah, and the Astros
is going on.
They thought it was going to be like, a week.
Yeah.
And then it became, okay, maybe not.
It's not healing as fast as we would like.
And really, the biggest thing is, how do you get him healthy for an October run? That is job one.
For sure.
He's got to be healthy for the postseason. And that means you need to get him some at-bats.
Yeah.
And, when you think about, where the minor league season ends, it's going to be tough to get him at-bats once the schedule turns over into September because, well, seasons change.
That's right.
So I'm with Tucker being out for so long, and look, Pedro León seems to have lost the confidence of his manager. He came up and then he sat for 4 days, and then he finally gets to the lineup and he strikes out a whole lot. I mean, he struck out like five times in his first nine plate appearances. Then he played the other day and he lost the ball at the roof in the trop.
That wasn't great.
And that he didn't look very good on that. And he struck out two more times. And I don't think that Pedro León is long for this roster. He's been having a great year at AAA. And I think he's pressing. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is Joe doesn't trust him right now. And, you know, it's it and that's that. He's going to be heading back down. Jazzy has been a black hole in the lineup.
God, man, Chaz.
And then he had that, you know, lollygagging around, you know, not charging the baseball that turned a single into a double.
Yeah, that frustrated the piss out of me yesterday.
Meanwhile, Shea Wickham continues to assassinate baseballs at AAA, where he is hitting .295 with a .914 OPS. He's got 25 homers, 91 RBI. He's also got 26 stolen bases.
25 big swings, huh?
And, like that. You know, it's like, what more does he need to do to get called up? Now, I know he doesn't have a ton of experience in left field. He's played about a dozen games in left field.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, kind of like when we talk about Dubon, if you are an athletic shortstop, you can probably play anywhere.
Oh, yeah. You got and versatility.
You see that with DiCenzo, athletic shortstop. Yes. Shea Whitcomb, athletic shortstop. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why these guys play. Like Whitcomb has played first, second, third, left, right, short. I mean, he plays
and
everywhere.
Rover. Yeah.
And you know what? Can he play some left field? I mean, it is the easiest outfield position to play. Can you play left field? I think he can play left field. And if that means if you bring up Shea Whitcomb to get him in the lineup and you can put him in left or, you know, you can give Alex Bregman a break because Bregman plays every damn day when he finally stops hitting home runs.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? Jordan can play some more left field where he seems to smash baseballs more when he plays left field. And you can DH Shea Whitcomb. Mm-hmm. You can play Whitcomb in left and DH Jordan. DiCenzo really should be playing every day at first base. I don't need to see.
Why call him up if he's not?
I don't need to see John Singleton play, you know, two out of every four or five games. I don't.
Sorry, Big John. Sorry, but no.
You know, we wanted the story to work. It's not working. Mm-hmm. You know, you can still be on the team and hopefully they will, you know, have an eighth straight Astros Invitational and go to another World Series. But it's time for DiCenzo to play.
Couldn't agree more.
I think it's time for Whitcomb to play. You can't continue to have black holes in the lineup. You're going to live with Jake Myers because he's currently 12 outs above average in center field. He is an elite defender. You're going to live with his offensive shortcomings at least for this season.
Yeah. And he's been streaky at times this year, which has helped his case a bit. But yeah, he hadn't been that black hole we're seeing right now from like Chaz McCormick.
Doobie hasn't hit for 2 months. Chaz hasn't hit all season.
You know, I haven't thought about that. Doobie really has gone quiet.
Doobie is ice cold. I mean, I know he had that pinch hit homer, which was really nice to see him get that because, you know, you're rooting for Doobie.
Yeah.
Everybody's rooting for Doobie.
So likable.
But the fact of the matter is he is not hit for months. You want to know how bad it is for Doobie, whose average entering tonight was down to .252.
Not really, but tell me.
Dubon, here's how the months have gone for Dubon.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In April, he hit .268. In May, he hit .356. In June, he hit .261. In July, he hit .176.
Ooh, that
and
hurt.
So far in the month of August, He is 2 for 27.
Damn.
0-74.
I did not realize it had gotten that bad for Doobie. I knew he wasn't as hot like he was to start this year, but good God.
He might as well come out to Booker T's music. Ice, ice, ice. Cold, cold, cold.
You know, that'd be awesome if he did.
it's been rough, and he needs to get back to being the super utility guy and not the, hey, I need to play every day guy, because when he plays every day, the bat is a liability.
That's great advice for noobs.
You know, you get Wickham, you get DeCenzo, you know, you're probably going to have, maybe you live with Cabby in the outfield for, you know, until Tucker comes back.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just you don't have guys who are making plays, who are hitting the baseball.
Mm-mm.
And they've got to figure out what they can do about that, because Doobie's got a hit, Chaz got a hit, neither one of them are hitting. Mm-mm. But Chaz doesn't hit all year.
Pitching's doing their job. It's time for these bats to wake the hell up.
At least Doobie, you know, the glove is going to be real.
Yes.
And there's no excuse for Chaz to be taking plays off in the field.
Dude, Chaz has been a straight up, I mean, he's been a liability in the box too, don't get me wrong, but he has been a straight up liability in the field in the last 5-6 Astros games, and it's really starting to tick me off.
I mean, look, they need to get him down to Sugarland and let him play every day and find a swing and not be trying to find a swing at the major league level, because you're hurting the team at the major league level.
Facts.
So, it's unfortunate. We're all rooting for Chaz. It's not working out for him right now. And Shea Wickham absolutely deserves a chance. That's going to do it for us on this edition of the Big Orange Wagon Podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe to the Big Orange Wagon Podcast wherever you get your podcast. Big thanks to my man T. Mill on the other side. Not even off the glass, just on the other side of the table.
I know, it's wild.
Well, you know, he is the executive producer of The Drive every day, 2 to 6 p.m. on Sports Radio 610. I'm Patrick Creighton, host of Area 45, 7 to 11 p.m. on Sports Radio 610. Until we see you next week, go Astros.
Choo choo, MFers.